Because 60 years ago, this past week, there were a group of men who were the first ever to climb to the top of Mount Everest. One of the men was from our country. There was another man was from New Zealand. Another man was from Nepal. And these men made it to the very top. You know, there's a special name for Mount Everest. They call it the roof of the world. The roof of the world. And my, this was an amazing achievement. These men made it to the very top of the highest mountain in the world. Now, you're maybe wondering, why did you bring a cross with you today? Well, yeah, I've brought this cross before, haven't I? But listen to this. One of the men who made it to the very top, he brought a cross with him. And he, whenever he got to the top, he put the cross in the ground. There on the summit of Mount Everest, he put the cross in the ground. You know, I thought that was wonderful. Now, what does Jesus say about the cross? Well, here we have in Matthew 16. Let's listen to what the Savior says about the cross. There's, you know, lots of verses that we could turn to about the cross, but here's one I want you to remember today. Matthew 16, verse 24. Jesus said unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Let him take up his cross and follow me. Well, does that mean that I have to go around everywhere carrying this cross? If I go home for my dinner today, do I have to bring this cross home? Then I come back to church tonight, do I have to carry this cross back to church? Is that what it means? No, that's not what it means. I'll tell you what it means. Jesus was talking about being a Christian. And he was saying, when you're a Christian, it's not going to be easy. Keep that in mind. Remember that. When you are a Christian, if you are a Christian, it will not be easy. There are people who will dislike you because you're a Christian. There are people, even, this is hard to believe, there are people who will even hate you because you are a Christian. That's what Jesus was talking about when he says that we have got to take up our cross and follow him. We have got to be prepared for people who meet us who will say nasty things about us because we are Christians. But you know what? It's worth it all. Even if people were so nasty, even if every day people said nasty things to you because you're a follower of Jesus, it'd still be worth it all one day when you see Christ, when you get to heaven. So, I hope you'll remember the story from today. The man who got to the top of Mount Everest, he put the cross at the very top. Jesus wants us to remember today that we have a cross to carry, not one of these crosses. We don't carry a cross on our back. But the Christian life isn't easy. Some people think whenever they become Christians, it's going to be really easy. There's going to be no more problems. And everybody's going to shake my hand and everybody's going to love me. No, no. That's not what happens. We've got to bear our cross and it won't be easy. Now let's pray. And let's ask God to help us to bear our cross. Let's ask God to help us to follow Jesus even when it's not easy. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our Savior who went to the cross of Calvary and he died for us on that cross and he shed his blood. And we thank you, Lord, today that we are saved because of the work of the cross. But, oh Lord, we pray that you will help the children who are already Christians. Lord, help them to bear their cross. Help them whenever people are nasty to them and mock them because they're Christians. We pray you'll help them to be strong and help them not to give up. Lord, make us all strong in the Lord, we pray. So bless the children today who have come to your house. We thank you for them, Lord. They are a very important part of our congregation, and we pray your special blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.